Greetings, brothers and sisters. So, something that happened after I completed my video yesterday on the Alec Baldwin, when he was going to Pratt Falls Park the day before he posted this of Alina Hutchins. His family's out there. Even the s'mores taste better here. I assume he means in Syracuse. But anyways, I did this video and he's out there in Syracuse and in this place called Pratt Falls. And then I started to render this video and was in the process of uploading it to YouTube. And I came out of my room just as it was rendering. And my wife was playing my Apocalypse Now, Dropping Like Flies from yesterday. And it was at the point of the video where I talk about Dabo something. Is that the guy's name? Anyways, the coach of the Clemson football team. And he was saying that the next times they play Syracuse, which is where Alec was, he was going to have to sacrifice a goat. And so it was right at that part, and I realized that I covered two things about Syracuse yesterday, and I cover so many different things now, I can't remember everything. So I thought that was interesting. Okay, so one of my viewers sent me this, but then I saw Cardi B responded to this, so I'll get into that in just a moment. But let's start here with Batim expiration date. 30 years ago, I published a book called Sex. Congratulations. In addition to photos of me naked, there were photos of men kissing men, women kissing women, and me kissing everyone. I also wrote about my sexual fantasies and shared my point of view about sexuality in an ironic way. I spent the next few years being interviewed by narrow-minded people who tried to shame me for empowering myself as a woman. This was an empowering book. I was called a whore, a witch, a heretic, and the devil. Now Cardi B can sing about her WAP. Kim Kardashian can grace the cover of any magazine with her naked ass. And Miley Cyrus can come in like a wrecking ball. You're welcome, B-word. So this was Madonna. I mean, this is so expiration date, right? So I'm in the editing portion, and I realize I need to say more about this. And so Madonna did something. She worked to bring about the Hollywood morality that is so common now. So, you know, so lax in morality, so lax in any sort of personal restraint. I mean, all this stuff that she says about being empowering, right? It's empowering on an egotistical low level. And she's not somebody who's successful other than financial success or in terms of pop culture success, but in terms of personal, spiritual, internal success, she wants more. Like, she's desperate. This is why I call her Madam Expiration Date. She's desperate to be more, to get more of what she's had so much of, right? Like, how much more do you need? I mean, she's empty. She's an empty vessel. And I've talked about how now you have all these other various women artists and some men artists who are, you know, Katy Perry, and who I covered on my other channel today, and Lady Gaga, and so many of them have gone into this, you know, sort of the darkness of immorality and, you know, just, I mean, all the stuff that they've done, pushing the levels of what's socially acceptable, doing outrageous things, trying to provoke people, and just push filth. And she's taken credit for Cardi B, Kim Kardashian, and Miley Cyrus, three horrible, you know, Babylonian hoes, right? Like, just horrible people that have degraded morality and have done damage. They're not making the world a better place. They're taking us in the wrong direction. So here's Madam Expiration Date, who did something that, you know, took people away from what's natural and wholesome and divine in human beings. It made them more materialistic and, you know, into these ghouls like her. I mean, what if we had a society of Madonnas? What if all women were so narcissistic and so self-absorbed and, you know, she's histrionic and all these things and needed to be fed? I mean, she talks about this. I covered this in one of my videos. I went back and found it from an old Oprah Winfrey interview. I don't remember what the video is, but it took me a while to find it, where she said, oh, back then I needed, like when she was, you know, in her most popular phase, I needed to be fed so much, right, from the audience and her fans. But, you know, you can see it even today, this ghoulish need to feed off the energy of the collective. And so it's, you know, she's an abomination. And she's bragging about it, right? She wants to take credit for, you know, these horrible other women. And so when I was looking for this, it already had disappeared. There was this. I have to make this smaller here. Poor is the man, she's got some kind of SMM thing, whose pleasure depends on the permission of another. And so this is, you know, just expiration date stuff here. You know, but she's just so desperate, right? Like I showed you this the other day. It's cringy, right? Like she had a, you know, a successful career. She brought down morality. I mean, not alone. You know, she was a part of a movement to degrade morality and, you know, big ego and just all of it. And she just can't let it go, right? She's worth almost $1 billion, $850 million or something like that. She was the top female artist, one of the top celebrities in the world. And, you know, even with all that, she, you know, she's doing this kind of stuff here. Cardi B slams Madonna, icons become disappointments. So Cardi B said, I literally paid this woman homage so many times because I grew up listening to her. She can make her point without putting clown emojis and getting slick out the mouth. The rapper wrote in a deleted tweet on Sunday. These icons really become disappointments once you make it in the industry. That's why I keep to myself. So Cardi B's, you know, it's all just a mess, right? Both of them have degraded morality, and it's the big egos that just run amok. Biden says it's legitimate for voters to question age as he nears 80. I said he was going to be 82 when he ran. I mean, this was when he was running against Trump. I'm like, there's no way he's falling apart. This is back in 2019. I was like, he's falling apart now, and he'll be 82 when he runs for president, and he's not, you know, his mind is gone already. That was, you know, 3 years ago.
What Harris is doing, and just why he called himself old Joe Biden when he called my Aunt Gloria.
Wait, he called your Aunt Gloria?
Florida State University, HBCU, yep. in your home state. Of course.
Did you say Florida State University? Is that the place that just bought all the defibrillators because of kids dropping like flies and having heart attacks when they're in college and high school?
We're at Delaware State University.
Delaware State University.
HBCU, yep. in your home state. Of course, it makes me think probably the most preeminent HBCU graduate in the United States, the Vice President of the United States, yeah. Vice President Harris. How's she doing? You're almost 2 years in. How's she doing?
She's doing great.
She sucks. I mean, I just...
Great. She is...
She's doing great. I mean...
First of all, she's smart as hell.
She's really smart as hell. The word hell is really important when you talk about Kamala.
She has a backbone like a ramrod, and she has a normal...
She's got a ramrod backbone. She does a lot of ramrodding. A lot of ramrodding involved in her life. A backbone like a ramrod. A backbone like a ramrod. You mean inflexible? What are you talking about? She doesn't have, like, you know, various vertebrae. It's just a rod. Or has she been ramrod? What's happening with ramrod? What do you call her, knee pads? It's knee pads with the ramrod.
Smart as hell. She has a backbone like a ramrod, and she has enormous integrity.
Exactly. Enormous integrity. That's what they always say about Kamala Harris, is her enormous integrity.
And, but if you take a look out there, there isn't any public figure that is, you know, with 60% favorable ratings. I mean, you know.
Exactly. They just don't do it anymore. I mean, she's like, you know, in the low teens. I mean, that's just crazy. Nobody liked it when she dropped out of the race and was polling at less than 1% among Democrats.
Most of the, and but she is doing a great job, and she is really, really thoroughly informed, and particularly on areas of foreign policy and national security issues. And so I find her to be extremely, extremely well qualified. And
she's well qualified.
And a great asset.
She's a great asset. That's what they always say about Kamala. She's a ramrod, and she's got a great asset.
We have lunch once a week, and she is in. She there's nothing that she is cut off from.
Mm-hmm. This poor senile dude with his Crypt Keeper mullet.
We engage her in everything, and but it's. I think she's doing a great job.
This is great because he just talked about not being able to chew gum or being able to chew gum and walk, right? But the guy's falling apart here because he's walking.
And the idea of putting someone in prison, and what happens is, Jonathan.
You know, grab him. He's getting grabby here. This is Jonathan Capehart. I just covered him. He did something funny. I can't remember what.
What happens is everything about their background gets put on hold. They can't borrow money. They can't buy a house. They can't, I mean, because they have a record. They've been in a federal prison. So it's not just to let them out of prison. Wipe the record clean.
Wipe the clean record. Let them out of prison and wipe that record clean.
Wipe it clean.
His butt's been wiped.
There's no rationale, in my view, for someone and thousands of young people being in a situation where they are put behind the eight ball the rest of their life because they've used marijuana.
Exactly. This is spoken like a true crackhead father who has a crackhead son who impregnated a stripper named Dallas from Arkansas.
Mr. President, I can't be with you and not ask you a question concerning my Aunt Gloria, who you may recall was your biggest fan in 2020 because she said, going to need an old white dude to go after to take on an old white dude. But when I asked her if you should run for re-election, and still.
Don't blame this on your Aunt Gloria, dude. Just man up and ask him about being an old dude, old white dude.
She loves you, but she said she's not sure that you should, given your age.
Given your age.
That with the one caveat. That if Donald Trump runs again, you absolutely have to run again. So, let's say Trump.
This is the lamest interview. My Aunt Gloria, you know, she's asking this question, not me.
Doesn't run again. Convince Aunt Gloria that she should stick with you.
Well, I think Aunt Gloria should take a look. I think it's a legitimate thing to be concerned.
They've faded it out here.
About anyone's age, including mine. I think that's totally legitimate.
Totally legitimate.
But I think the best way to make the judgment is to you know, watch me.
He always says that. That's his answer. Watch me. I say, watch me. Watch me. You can't do it, watch me. The thing is, when someone has Alzheimer's, they don't know they have Alzheimer's, right? Their cognitive ability, you know, it's like somebody being drunk or stoned or whatever, and they think they're driving great or they're doing a great job, but they're not. And it's just, you know. Like, you can't ask somebody who has mental impairment to police themselves and make a wise decision. Just like you got to take the keys away from a drunk driver.
You know, am I slowing up? Am I don't have the same pace? Or, you know,
am I wearing Depends diapers? Am I losing my ability to make decisions? Do I look lost? Do I look confused? Do I stumble and make a lot of gaffes?
And that old joke, you know, everybody talks about the, you know, the new 70s, 50s, and all that stuff. You know, it could be, I'm a great respecter of fate. I could get a disease tomorrow. I could, you know, drop dead tomorrow. But I, you know.
Yeah, you could.
In terms of my energy level, in terms of how much I'm able to do, I think people should look and say, does he still have the same passion for what he's doing? And if they think I do and I can.
It's cognitive abilities.
Do it, then that's fine. If they don't, then they should vote against me. Not against me, they should encourage me not to go. But that's not how I feel. I can't even say the age I'm going to be. I can't even get it out of my mouth.
It's 82. That was really creepy. Run, dude.
And I mean, I swear to God, it's like, no. Come on, that can't be true.
Yeah, it can be true. You're old as F.
And you know I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking. No.
It's just strange. But I think Aunt Gloria should just take a real hard look. And if she concludes that I'm missing a beat, then she should, you know, support some other Democrat if they decide to run. But Jonathan, right now, knock on wood, don't want to jinx myself. you know, I'm in good health. All of my, everything physically about me is still functioning well. So, you know, and mentally too, so.
Mentally too, come on, bro.
You know, but I understand people wanting to ask that question.
Which is the better job?
Okay, so that's JoJo Magoo here.
John Fetterman's going to appear with you today in Pennsylvania, but there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you.
True. There have been 15. Count, kid, count.
Okay.
Count, kid, count. She's like 40.
And are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course there are. Come on, kid. Come on. Come on, you whippersnapper. Marjorie Taylor Greene tells reporters she is in talks with Trump to be running mate. Well, that ain't good. Kardashians drag for inappropriate Halloween parties. This seems a bit extreme even for the Kardashian, which is Kourtney Kardashian, 43, and new husband Travis Barker, decked out their sprawling $9 million Calabas mansion with a sea of plastic dead bodies, goth candles, black rose, and pools of splattering blood ahead of this year's Halloween celebration. They just took what they do inside and dumped it on their lawn. You know, Halloween's an excuse for people who want to do these things, right? Who want to, you know, I mean, you really get into like, well, that's pretty gross, right? They want to do these things, and Halloween is the excuse.
While in Ukraine, that country continuing to fight off Russian airstrikes as Russian state media claims Ukraine is planning a sinister attack. Matt Bradley is with us from the capital city of...
A sinister attack they're planning.
What do you make of this back and forth, Matt, and this statement by Moscow that Ukraine, in fact, is planning this sinister attack?
Okay, so I'm giving you the audio of the video, but the images they're showing are graphic wartime images, which YouTube doesn't monetize. They demonetize videos that post graphic images of war. So instead, I'm giving you the video of my compilation of The Big Lie and these guys in the devil's horns for no particular reason. I just thought I'd go with that, just so you know.
Yeah, we just heard from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that, of course, this isn't true. And we've heard from various government officials here in Kyiv saying that this is absurd.
It's absurd. Exactly. When you're going to plan a sinister attack, you would say, hey, we're going to do that attack. You're not going to say something like it's absurd. If it's absurd, then clearly it's not true. Right? Like, when a politician says that's absurd, we know it can't be true because politicians are so honest. They're so respectful of the truth. And when you get outraged, that's always a sign that they're telling you the truth.
What we're hearing from Sergei Shoigu, and that is the defense...
Sergei Shoigu.
...minister of Russia. He called up his counterparts in the U.S., France, Great Britain, and Turkey, and said that he suspects that the Ukrainians are planning a false flag operation, that they're planning on detonating some sort of nuclear device.
No way. False flag? Who would think of such a thing?
Here in Ukraine... and then blaming it on the Russians, kind of a false flag attack. Now the Ukrainians...
No way. They wouldn't do that. That's absurd.
...have said that that is exactly what the Russians are doing. They're the
ones... Exactly. That's the Russians are doing that.
...who are planning a false flag attack, and that they might be doing some sort of nuclear shenanigans as well.
Now, no way. Shenanigans. There's nothing worse than... There's no worse kind of shenanigan than nuclear shenanigans.
All of this is extremely troubling because... Of course, the truth is very elusive here, but it seems as though the Russians are the ones who are lying because they have not provided any evidence to back up their claims. And it looks as though they're trying to get out in front of their misinformation by projecting it toward the West, toward the United States. And this is, again, this is the second time that Sergei Shoigu, the defense minister of Russia, has reached out to Lloyd Austin, the U.S. Defense secretary, in 3 days. And they did this when he spoke with Ben Wallace, the defense minister.
So, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, the shenanigans, the nuclear shenanigans here. This would be disturbing if it wasn't 2022 and there wasn't everything going on. But, you know, we've just become used to it. But what they're talking about here is a war that is, you know, on the precipice of World War III, a nuclear war between America and Russia. And now they're talking about dirty bombs and false flags and, you know, no government's believable. It really doesn't matter. But if somebody detonates a dirty bomb, that's a nuclear weapon, in the Ukraine, and whether it's the Ukrainians themselves or it's the Russians, it doesn't really matter. Because the both sides are going to blame the other side. And now you've used nuclear weapons. And the United States is sort of on the hook to defend the Ukraine and has dumped all kinds of money through that country and whatever else has gone on there, right? And so to think about this, if a nuclear weapon is about to be used, well, what's going to happen after that? And so, you know, they seem to really want nuclear war. I mean, the Americans, definitely. I don't know about the Russians, but I think them as well. So it seems like they're being told to do this, right? I mean, there's different ways of looking at it. Either the official story is true, and most of us or none of us believe that. And so what's the possibility for unofficial stories? Well, that the world is ganging up on Russia or, you know, they're using this as some way as a catalyst, or Russia and America are working together because there needs to be population reduction. Or is there, you know, the people in real power, the people with the trillionaires and the people that run the world, the banks and all these, you know, high-level secret society type people, are ordering Russia and America to do this? But in any case, somebody wants a nuclear war because it hasn't been talked about in years, and now it's, like, being talked about in ways we've never heard before. Like, we're very close to it. And, you know, I've talked about the whispers of the brighter world messages from the Sajmarg system, you know, meditation I do, talking about like in 5 years, 6 years, like 2025 or 26, so 3 years, right? It keeps on getting closer. There's going to be a big event, and they just talked about nuclear war and things like this as being something that's coming, not necessarily that, but soon. They didn't specify the event, but it could be nuclear war. And nuclear war is talked about as being the catalyst for bringing in like a new paradigm and, you know, some horrific changes, cataclysmic changes that are going to go on in this world, right? They're going to happen to this world. And so, you know, I kind of believe it's happening, right? I think this has been predicted in various, you know, religious texts and, you know, various shamanistic and, you know, Mayan calendar, all these things. And so, you know, seems like this is what's going to happen. We've all just become, all right, yeah, dirty bomb, whatever. You know, it's like, you know, we've all just gotten used to how, like, effed up everything is and how quickly everything's changed. But anyways, only spirituality will save this world. It's Paramato, definitely important for the apocalypse and the ascension. Everyone have a blessed day and be grateful.